Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
A good thing turned monster. Wallace Stegner suggests specific landscapes speak to a person's heart, and he's right. Many have a favorite place that roots the spirit. Plants have a similar effect, and that preference is genetic at my house. Mom and I love clematis blossoms. We can't grow too many or take enough photos of those blooming in our flower beds. We found we can cultivate them in western Kansas if we tenderly nurture them. That says volumes because this plant succumbs easily to heat and drought, natural elements of Kansas summers. 4 Easters ago, I gave my mom 2 clematis, one purple, one white. She tucked them in soil east of her front door and watched them twine up metal porch poles. That first summer, blossoms were sparse and plants stunted. The next season, they decided to show off and bloomed prolifically as they advanced toward her guttering. Despite the resulting fuzzy seeds, sometimes called old man's beard, her plants didn't spread. In fact, the opposite occurred. The third year, only the white vine resprouted. Her purple variety didn't survive. Despite our disappointment at losing the deeper hued plant, its companion compensated. At one point, Mom had 50 saucer-sized white blooms climbing toward heaven. After watching her success, I planted clematis near my back porch. This year, it flowered for the first time, so I can expect hordes of blossoms next spring. Like Mom's plant, the seeds haven't spread. After seeing what happens with unchecked clematis growth, I'm delighted our plants didn't reproduce. When I view the acres of green vines climbing logs, trees, bushes, rocks, fences, and bridge foundations, I see how it got its folk name, Virgin's Bower. I might not understand the virgin part, but left to its own devices, this plant forms shady tunnels big enough to provide napping space for several classrooms full of students. Less lethargic children could play hide and seek for days in these green grottos and never find all their classmates. In one familiar yard, previous owners turned this wild vine with delicate yellow blossoms loose along their fence. Once they realized its capacity to overtake everything in its path, they wrenched woody stems loose from metal frames and considered that a closed episode. Imagine their surprise to discover hairy seed pods had blown about their lawn and took root the next spring. Baby vines sprouted and spread across 2 lots. Once I saw this favorite plant growing unchecked, I was glad the cultured clematis growing in Mom's flower bed and mine hadn't reproduced. Despite having lovely flowers that sucker bees, this plant growing out of control is a monster that becomes too much of a good thing. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish. The things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayfley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at HPPR.com.